Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200. Good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, another start of a week of Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the globe on American Forces Radio. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez producing along the way in San Francisco, and I believe that traffic jam across the Golden Gate Bridge has pretty much subsided. And I don't know all the particulars. All I know is X or Twitter was blowing up today with the Golden Gate Bridge, some kind of protester, whatever. And the Trump trial's underway, the hush money trial. Who cares, right? Right. We're here to talk about the Toy Department of Life, sports. How about this? Yes, we could talk about Chef, the key chef, and not the guy in the kitchen. No, Scheffler, Scotty, winner of the Masters, his second. Won it in 2022, rather, and comes back here in 2024 to duplicate with a just a sterling performance. Virtuoso is the word that I have seen bandied about. Congrats to Scheffler. Held off all comers, including Colin Morikawa, Max Homa, a couple of others. Auberg, the young kid, the young Swede, who a lot of people at Augusta this week have said, look out, this guy and Scheffler are going to be, you know, maybe Tiger and Phil. Now, let's not get too carried away because we always hear those things and they rarely pan out. How about this? You cannot chide me. You can't kill me for what I'm about to say. You could try, but I am going to be Teflon at the criticism that I might get for saying what I'm about to say. Relevant television tonight is the WNBA draft. I repeat, relevant television tonight, WNBA draft. How about that? Caitlin Clark will go number one. L.A. Sparks, Cameron Brink, Stanford, powered forward two. Rekia Jackson, Tennessee, forward will go third. And Camilla Cardoso, South Carolina center, who just got her national championship ring, if you will. And away we go. Yeah, that is a relevant television presentation tonight, 7:30 East, 6:30 Central in Iowa, the heartland, Caitlin Clark's hometown, and the West Coast, 4:30 in the afternoon. We get it started. We'll talk about it on Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. M61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Now, in the spirit of full disclosure here on a Monday into a Tuesday edition, Sports Overnight America, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, by Innovative Wellness, which is in the Midwest, in Clive, Iowa. Holistic health, a way to deal with neuropathy, arthritis, tennis elbow, golf injuries, all sorts of soreness, aches, and pains. Guess what? Shockwave therapy, and it works. And so many other services. Innovative Wellness Center, Iowa, EPS 2, part of our Masters 2024 coverage. So thanks to all the sponsors. Yes, we are going to get into the WNBA draft. I'll save it for 40 past the hour when we get a good chunk of time. And if he's willing, I'll get to fire a few questions off Dominic Jimenez, who not only produces but contributes to this network and is really one of the tops when it comes to WNBA and women's collegiate basketball. I'm like so many people, and I don't even feel bad about it. I'm Johnny come lately to this women's party, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, this draft tonight, look, there's not going to be any drama in this draft, 1 through 12, for the most part. There might be maybe a trade here, but I want to see where Angel Reese goes, Chicago Sky at 7. I want to see where the gal from UConn goes, the two of them. I mean, you got two from UConn. No surprise there. The Edwards gal is phenomenal. She is expected to go top five or six, probably six, but I'll save, and I'll talk to Dom during the break. We can fire a couple questions out, but I just want to say this, the beauty of traveling with trains, planes, and automobiles is you get to go through airports, train stations and stuff like that, bus stations. And I love the New York Post. And of course I could read it online, but there's something about having it in your hands. And this is my barometer. Pages 48 and 49 of the New York Post is a double truck of Caitlin Clark with a bold headline saying it's pro time. WNBA rolls out red carpet for Clark in draft, even if future rivals won't. And then it has a WNBA first round mock draft. And then ESPN went three rounds deep. And I think is that the draft? Maybe it is three rounds. I don't know. I want to see where Kate Martin from Iowa goes. Yes, I'm an Iowa apologist and homer that I've been accused of on this program, which is fine. It's tremendous. So I will, at 40 past the hour, we'll get into it. There's so much to get to. I mean, Caitlin, Saturday Night Live, which was a real treat. I hadn't a clue. I was on the air till 10 East on Saturday night. And it was just dead tired. I mean, Augusta, you know, will tire you out running around, the fresh air, the hilly terrain, blah, blah. I sound like I'm complaining, and I'm not. Tired Saturday night. I was seeing double at the end of the show the last half hour. And it was a shock to me to wake up Sunday morning and hear that Caitlin, you know, 3 minutes and 54 seconds on Saturday Night Live Weekend Update, Michael Che, Colin, is it Jost? Colin, yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I could believe it. That's maybe a little hyperbole, but she did a great job. Yeah, she was reading cue cards, of course. I agree with her when she said, was she more nervous, you know, playing for a women's college basketball championship 2 years in a row or doing Weekend Update Saturday Night Live? And she admitted Saturday Night Live made her more nervous. You could tell she was nervous, but it was great. Listen, this is great for women's sports. I, you know, we've said this for the last month, too. It's great. And I know she's getting all the credit. And there, and probably deserves the lion's share of it. But, you know, again, 40 past the hour, we'll get into more of the nuts and bolts. But, my gosh, some of these other gals are great. Cameron Brink, Angel Reese. I think it's Nika M-U-H-L, Mule, Mull, whatever. She was a lockdown defender in that national semifinal game a week ago Friday. Let me tell you something. Nika was a shutdown, get out of my way, I am going to be in your grill defender. And she made, and Caitlin had 21. And Nika just did a great job. I have never seen. And I believe she's from Serbia. And man, she just rolled up her socks and went to work. And I tell you, Caitlin felt it after that game. She felt the frustration and how this gal played. This is going to set up, you know, and I'm going to make another point. I'm going to make, and here I said I'd do this later and I can't help myself. Look at me. I'm falling into this trap, but it's not a trap. It's so good and so wholesome. The WNBA's got something really special. They got a 40-game season, but it's not 82. Okay. It's going to be done in 3 or 4 months or 3 months, right? Three months over and done with. Beginning, middle, end, playoffs, champion. The draft, 12 teams. Wow. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've had overexpansion in all the other sports, but man, oh man, this is just, it might be the perfect model going forward, right? So, but you know they're going to expand. I mean, Dom tells me all the time, I think it's official, the Bay Area's getting a team. There's a lot of markets, and I don't know if, you know, the WNBA is going to be a one-on-one proportion with their brethren, the NBA, right? I mean, Minnesota has the T-Wolves. They have the Lynx. Atlanta's got the Hawks, and Atlanta's got the Dream. New York has got the Knicks. They've got the New York Liberty, although Brooklyn is where they play. Dallas has got the Mavs and got the Wings. Chicago has got the Bulls and also the Sky. LA's got the Clippers and Lakers and the Sparks. So what am I saying here? Indiana's got the Pacers and the Fever, and so we go. I don't know. Will it ultimately come down to that? Perhaps, in a way. I mean, we can never help ourselves, right? We have a mantra where greed is good, and we live by those words. Greed is good. Some people disagree with it. But the fact of the matter is, yeah, this is going to be a business model, which I think is going to be a riveting success. I really do. And again, CC, Caitlin Clark, happens to be at the center of this, rightly or wrongly. But, you know, have we been down this road before? And I ask that question almost rhetorically, and people say, well, yeah, we've had superstars come on and take the not necessarily take the league to another level, but take us, at least in our mind, to a level of excitement and anticipation, but it's never really sustained. I don't know if it's different this time. To me, it feels different, but I'm probably the worst example, and I'll tell you why, because I wasn't paying attention like I should have before. I paid it kind of a passing, yes, Taurasi was great. The UConn team was great. Auriemma was you know, putting up records, and there were some rivalries and things like that. But not like this. So I don't know how to answer it. I guess I'll answer it with, I'm going to pay really close attention this time. Really close attention. Why? Because I think that has a chance to really be good. I do. I just have a chance. I think it's going to be great. And yes, 36 out of 40 Indiana Fever games are going to be televised in anticipation that Caitlin Clark will go number one in the draft tonight, which she will. Just like Cameron Brink will very likely go number two in the draft. But we shall see. What we do know is it's going to be on TV tonight. They're going to pay attention to it. People are going to watch it. People are going to be talking about it, right? People are going to be talking about this. And you know, some people say, oh, you guys in the media are just blowing this thing up. It's not that big a deal. And okay, that may be true. That may be true. And if it is true, I'll be the first one to say, hey, you know what? We were wrong and you were right. I don't think so. All right. The other thing we'll get into is the NBA. Because, hey, listen, the regular season's over. The Celtics are going to be the choice, the public choice, right? 68-14. Nobody stayed within. I mean, what'd they win their division by 14? I mean, it was crazy. Not so fast. I will say this because I really feel this one's coming down the pike, and I'm going to circle them right now. They were 47-35, and the 12-over .500 by the Lakers feels to me almost like they're winning 55 games. I'm serious. They played very well down the stretch. I've got them circled. I think Boston has a good chance to come out of the East. But they also have a good chance to get picked off in the second round, right? Miami gives them fits. They don't want to play Indiana. Halliburton gives them fits. And if they ever get to the finals and the Lakers are across the way, look out. I'm telling you, I think it's going to be a quirky postseason in the WNBA. We'll spend some time on that. We'll get back to the WNBA as well. And we will wrap up the Masters and get some baseball stuff out of the way. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America on a Monday and Tuesday.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
All right, talking the world of sports, we'll clean out the sports closet of my mind, too, because we're coming out of a weekend with a lot. You know, first major of the year, Masters, 88th. Rendition, Southern Georgia at Augusta National, we'll do that. NBA regular season ends, WNBA draft. I mean, just so much NFL stuff going on. Just I'll just give you a bunch of dot, dot, dot items, as I like to call them. I'll start with the Masters easy. Scheffler is, he's a man out on an island right now, folks. I mean, he's got some people with little dinghy boats coming out to visit him on his big island in his yacht. But this guy is a dominant player right now. He did what you have to do. When he stumbled on the weekend on Saturday with a double bogey, how did he get it back? He got it back with two eagles. I mean, one eagle would have taken care of. I think he had an eagle and a birdie. I mean, this is what he does. You know, most guys get a double and they just crumble. He doesn't. He's as steady as they come. And until further notice, I'll put the golf world and anybody else that wants to listen on further notice or on stark notice. This guy's going to win a handful of majors in the next couple of years. He really is. This guy had, you know, a wife expecting, his wife Meredith expecting. I'm leaving at any moment. If she goes into labor, he meant it. I believe him. But he just... He just put his nose to the grindstone. You know, I was with some people who got a little put off. You know, he's coming up 18. He knows he's going to win. He doesn't acknowledge the crowd. You know, I thought, too, a little tacky. You know, come on, yeah, take off the hat, off your cap. You know what? He hadn't put it out. He hadn't won yet. So, you know, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. But I don't want to get into that. I mean, there is some off the course stuff, including Zach Johnson from Iowa. And if I'm going to wave the Iowa flag ever so proudly, I got to eat some crow and I got to take to task people like Zach Johnson, who did something about it as stupid and unprofessional and unbecoming of his self, his family, his university, Drake University. The people, he's a beloved figure back in his home state of Iowa. Telling a fan to F off, and I'll get back to that in a moment because I want to stay on Scheffler for a moment, it's just horrific, and it's a horrible job. And there's people in the golf industry saying they weren't surprised at all by Zach Johnson's behavior. They said he's not who you think he is. So here we go with that. So it'll take on a life of its own. I will just say this. Scheffler, you know, just made shots when he had to. I mean, he did, and he got the putter going. And that was the one thing we said Saturday, going into the final round on Sunday. If he putts, he's going to be unbeatable. And he putted. He did. Those 6-8 footers, he drained them. He wasn't flashy. I mean, look, he'll put you to sleep watching him play. I mean, he's not a heroic shot maker by any stretch. I'm not saying he's not a great shot maker, because the end result has to be great, right? The end, you know, 11 under with blustery wind conditions and weather that really could have taken this tournament down to where 9 under would have won it. And guess what? It would have. And 8 under would have won it. He won by 4 shots. That's how impressive he was. You know, Morikawa, the kid from Cal Berkeley with 2 majors, like anybody, he had it going. He looked like he was in it to win it. It looked like he had his putter and his short game all buttoned up, and then bam, it fell apart on the fourth hole. It just did. And in fact, that's where Scheffler started to show a little bit of, you know, trouble. And he, you know, he bogeys 4, he comes back at 5, steadies the ship, goes to 6, a very difficult par 3 with a tough upper right-hand corner pin placement. What does he do? Puts in a beautiful tee shot, rolls in a nice putt. puts a deuce up on the board, gets the bogey back with a birdie, and on he goes on his merry way to a championship. There you go. DeChambeau was interesting this week. Fleetwood made a run late. Max Homa had it going. I thought he was alive and kicking. Then he slowly but surely, his putter failed him. He started to get a couple of birdies going, but he left so much on Friday and Saturday, especially on Saturday. He just couldn't buy a birdie putt to save his life. And it was just too bad because he had a hell of a tournament. And we're going to hear from Max Homa again. But right now, you have to say this, and I don't know anything, truly. I'm not going to pretend I do. I do a little bit now, having spent some time down there and watched him. But Ludvig Åberg, A-B-E-R-G, let me tell you something. And you listen to the European press, and you listen to golf people who are really respected. They're telling you, look out, this guy is the real deal. You know, Victor Hovland from Norway, he's got a major under his belt. He got us all excited, but he's gone south. We haven't heard from him. He had a disastrous Masters this year, but they say this young kid, and you always got to preface it with this, the potential's there. He's starting to show glimpses, but you got to sustain it, and you got to weather all the accolades. You got to weather all the hype. You got all the pomp and circumstance. You have to weather that. And when you win something big, and say he wins a major this year, maybe he comes back here at Pinehurst number 2 in June, wins the U.S. Open, or we get the Royal St. George over there in Britain in July, and he wins the Open, or he comes back and, you know, whatever, wins the PGA at Valhalla, which will be a little bit later on this year, earlier than normal. It's not the last major of the year anymore. We shall see. But that's what's going to happen. Then the big onslaught of media comes, and then the expectations come, and then the inspection by the media, and then they just descend upon you. How you weather that is very good. All right, we wouldn't be doing it justice if we didn't put a final wrap on two little bullet points. And that is, I'll save Tiger for last, but the whole Live PGA Tour thing, there's an interesting piece today in the New York Times in a business column, which I thoroughly enjoy, called Deal Book, where they analyze issues, business deals, and oftentimes they analyze radio and TV and mass media. Deal Book is a real good read in the New York Times. And Deal Book today, on a Monday, into a Tuesday, is all about the expected merger between the PGA, the Professional Golfers Association, and the LIV Tour, which is the Saudi Arabian Public Finance Fund. All right. Look, they agreed in principle June 6th to a deal, but the parameters were to be worked out. We are now mid-April. So we're 10 months since their quote-unquote was a deal. There is no deal. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. I don't think there's going to be a deal. I really don't. I think what happened is the PGA and Commissioner Jay Monahan said what they had to say, and it was nothing more. And I don't fault them. It's not a criticism. I think it was a smart move. They agreed to a lukewarm, we got the parameters of a deal in place. And that was basically their way to figuratively and literally kick the can down the road. In the meantime, Fenway Sports Group, John Henry, LeBron James has been brought into the Red Sox ownership up in Boston. He's part of the ownership group. The Fenway Group, they own the soccer team. They've got a stake in Formula One, all sorts of other little goodies, right? What they're doing, quite frankly, is they're just buying enough time to get their whole house in order and come back and say thanks, but no thanks. And then they're going to somehow formulate a platform, an absolute platform, which is going to, I think, make it somewhat possible and very likely that the LIV defectors are going to come home to roost. Because what they have with the LIV Tour, first of all, is a very, very cockamamie tour. It's weird. They have a horrible, in fact, to even call it a TV contract is a joke because it's on CW. Nobody's watching it. I mean, I swear to God, nobody is watching the Lyft Tour. Not in this country. And nobody's streaming it. And Greg Norman can show up at Augusta and can puff his chest out and say everything he wants to say, and nobody believes him because it's a bunch of bull is all it is. Nobody's watching that tour. The only one that's watching it is the players' family and their friends and a few golf junkies. But nobody is watching this. So forget it. And though these guys are being paid ungodly money, and their business model doesn't work, because if it wasn't the Saudi public investment fund that was funding this, it wouldn't exist. If this league was left to sustain itself based on the money that it brings in, there's a lemonade stand in Bristol, Rhode Island that brings in more revenue than the Live Tour. Okay, so let's stop the nonsense. The business model's a joke. And so I hope the PGA grabs themselves by the bootstraps, tells Bryson DeChambeau, tells John Rahm, tells Tyrrell Hatton, tells them all in one fell swoop, good luck to you. Get out. You've left. We're going to go about our business. We're going to fund it. Yes, we're going to raise our purses. Yes, we probably got caught with our hand in the cookie jar, not giving the players enough money. And you did expose us to that. You did. And we'll fall on the sword, and we'll take our medicine, and we'll eat some crow. But I will tell you right now, I don't think the Liv and the PGA Tour will get together. And quite frankly, I don't think they should. I really don't. And I was completely different on this initially. I was scared to death. I thought the PGA Tour was in deep, deep, deep trouble here. But you know what? They're not. They're gonna make it out of this. They're gonna survive this, and I think they're gonna thrive. And they've been smart. Jay Monahan's kind of been their fall guy. He's taken the hit, and he had health problems over this. I mean, this guy was a mess. He had a lot of health problems over this. But right now, he's got the support. They're gaining the money, the traction they need. Long live the PGA Tour. No pun intended. Long live PGA Tour. They don't need them. They really don't. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. More on the WNBA draft and a whole lot more. Talking on the world of sports. And an adios to Vern Lundquist and probably Tiger Woods, right? For the last time at Augusta. We're coming back here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the seat. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Monday into a Tuesday. Yeah, Boston Marathon a little bit later on. I'll give you a little note on that. It's always exciting. 128th, not a record. I think it was the 10th fastest time. And a guy by the name of Sassy won it. So there you go. So anyways, Boston Marathon in the books, and that up in New England, that's a holiday. In the state of Maine and the state of Massachusetts, Patriots Day. Commemorating Paul Revere's ride, right? Two if by land, one if by, what is it? One if by land, two if by sea. I forgot the, well, anyways, Paul Revere's great ride from Concord, Lexington into Boston, right? So there you go. As I butcher my history, my New England history. How about that? And traditional Patriots Day game at Fenway Park, a sun-drenched crowd, and Cora can't manage. Cora cannot manage. The guy cannot manage. I mean, Cutter Crawford was cruising along, watching the Red Sox today, cruising along into the fifth and sixth, gets to this stupid pitch count, and then Cutter Crawford comes out, then he goes to the dopey bullpen, and boom, they get, you know, he brings in Weissert. Brings in some other stiffs, and boom. Indians put up two, the only two they would need. They had four later, two more and two more, 6-0 final. And listen, it's hard when your baseball team's irrelevant, and they're going to be irrelevant. They're going to finish last place in the American League East again. It's a bummer. It's a bummer. Spoiled. Spoiled New England sports fans, and I'm one of them, even though I'm relocated out to the Midwest. So there you go. All right, let's see if I can engender and enamor my good friend and crack producer Dominic Jimenez, because I want to go through this real quick, Dominic. If I can enlist your expertise, it would be greatly appreciated, and I'll make it easy on you with no heavy lifting. I'm going to give you the gal's name, and if you could give me the first thing that comes to your mind, I would appreciate that. So would you mind if I fired a few names at you, sir, fresh out of the WNBA mock drafts, a select few? How are you?
Yeah, go for it. I don't know if I'm going to have much more than what you can read, but I'm all for it.
No. Come on. You're being don't sell yourself short. I want to go Cordoza at number four to the Sparks. I'm going to bounce around here because I don't want to. I just want to bounce around. Mm-hmm. I saw her with my own eyes. Oh my God! I mean, Dom, she's tremendous, and she wasn't 100% healthy. By the way, I'm not making excuses for her. She was banged up down the stretch. In the last two games, she was banged up, and she's impressive. How does her game, in your opinion, translate or transform from college to the WNBA? Let's hear. Camila Cordoza, Brazilian, South Carolina center, perhaps number four here in a little over an hour to the Sparks in LA. Let's hear.
Right. So with the caveat of I'm familiar with women's college basketball. I didn't watch a ton of it during the regular season. Obviously, I watched some Stanford games because I'm a big yep. fan of Brink and Erioff, and they're down the road from where I'm at here in San Francisco. I watched some Caitlin Clark Iowa games. I watched some UConn games. I didn't watch a lot of South Carolina games, but from the tournament, Cardoso seems like the type of player who has a lot of physical ability, because she's not just tall. She's tall. She's got some mass to her, some muscle, some strength. It looks like she can, you know, bang with some of the toughest centers in the WNBA down low.
Mm-hmm.
But she also has some nice footwork. Obviously, there. I think that there. Again, this is my analysis is from five games of the tournament. There's some ball handling concerns where there were times where she would get double teamed and yeah, she'd struggle to get out of it. But that's something you can work on. Inherent and natural ability, it's there. So I think she can translate well to the WNBA game, and her physical abilities are definitely going to help ease that transition.
All right, staying with the Sparks, because they have two picks in the first four. At number two, I mean, after Caitlin Clark goes to Indiana, which is a foregone conclusion, there's been some mock drafts that have dipped away from Cameron Brink, but I don't think that's the case. I saw her against Iowa State, and I'm telling you right now, this woman can play. And I like the fact that she plays with a little bit of fervor and a little bit of fire and a little fire and brimstone. This woman plays a little attitudinal. She's not a pushover. She really is not. Cameron Brink, tell me about her. Stanford, number two to L.A. Let's hear.
Huge fan of Cameron Brink, multi-time defensive player of the year. And I think with any elite shot blocker, she does run into foul trouble. And you saw that in the Stanford's last two games. She fouled out of both of them. But you do love the fire. You do love the passion. And it becomes a thing where, okay, wherever she gets drafted, likely the Sparks, but hey, maybe they don't take her at two. Can they harness it within their system? Because it's a lot like the Golden State Warriors, where you've got a guy like Draymond. What makes him so unique is that fire that he has, but can you harness it so that he's not getting himself ejected from games? So if they can harness that fire, that passion that Cameron Brink can play with, then I think she can be a dominant force in the WNBA. Where I'm concerned is a little bit of her offensive game. She's improved over her years at Stanford, but she's still not a great mid-range and beyond scorer. She's capable, but I think she has the ability to become a three-level scorer similar to Breonna Stewart, but be an even better defender. So Cam Brink has room for improvement, but if you take her at two, you're getting an elite defender, but she's also not super strong. She's a little thin. You're going to have to see how she can handle the likes of Asia Wilson and Jonquel Jones when she reaches the WNBA, two of the premier centers that are just absolute physical monsters.
All right, WNBA mock draft. Tom, I just love this. I really do. I'm not faking it. I love this. It's phenomenal. I can't wait to watch this. All right, number three, Chicago Sky, new general manager, new coach, kind of a changing of the guard. They need offense. Sounds like three, they go to Tennessee in a shooting forward. And I believe it's Rekia Jackson, Tennessee. Have not seen her play. I don't know that you have, but, man, she's offense, instant offense, and a pretty darn good scorer. Not Caitlin Clark prolific, but a pretty darn good scorer. Tell us about Jackson.
Everything that you just said. I'm not familiar with Rekia Jackson's game. I know she's an incredible talent. I believe she's very explosive, especially when she's got the ball in her hands. Don't quote me on that. I don't know. Haven't done a ton of homework looking into the WNBA draft.
Sure,
because
I get it.
I know there's not going to be, you know, so, oh, wait, who was that they picked? Oh, my goodness. There's not going to be a lot of those in a very small draft. But I do know that she can put the ball in the hoop. And at the end of the day, isn't that the name of the game?
Yep, 100%. And you know what's interesting, too? We'll get to the UConn gals in a moment, but Chicago's got two picks in the top 10. Mm-hmm. They've got the third pick and the seventh. And at seven sits, in all probability, Angel Reese. And I'll tell you, Dom, one of the highlights of this sojourn that I went on to cover these Iowa games was the game in Albany, that LSU-Iowa game, and then just to be around that LSU team for basically 3 days, two games over a three-day period, and attending the press conferences. I came away, and this is the gospel truth, I came away so much more empathetic and not even sympathetic, just more understanding of Angel Reese when she spoke and her coach spoke about her and her teammates spoke about her and opponents spoke about her. Angel Reese, and I'm going to be really, really, really interested to see your opinion on where she goes as kind of a polarizing collegiate player to now the NBA of women's basketball, the WNBA. Angel Reese, let's hear your opinion.
Angel Reese is a fascinating case study for me with the American psyche in sports. how often, you know, after she, you know, was waving and did the ring gesture, how many people were calling her hood and ghetto and trash and cocky?
Death threats.
You know who is one of the most cocky yet beloved athletes in maybe North American history? I get to watch him. And I would honestly say I would hate him if he wasn't on my team. Steph Curry!
100%.
Steph Curry 100%. Turns around because he knows a shot is going to go in right after he releases it. Steph
sticks
Curry
his tongue out.
Sticks his tongue out. Messes with his mouth guard. Yep, Steph Curry's high-stepping and dancing and jumping and skipping down the court. Steph's telling teams night-night. But we don't talk about Steph being hood and ghetto and a trash human being. No, we say Steph's hilarious. He's awesome. We love him. So it's a fascinating case study with the American psyche of the Southern black woman in America. It's interesting to me. I don't know how successful she's going to be in the WNBA early on in her career. A lot like Cameron Brink, she doesn't have that physicality that I think she's going to need to handle the position in the WNBA. But when I watch her play college basketball, she does remind me a lot, both stature, skill set, the one sleeve up the entire leg. She reminds me a lot of Asia Wilson with the Aces, who is a multi-time champion, multi-time MVP, won a college championship at South Carolina. If that's the ceiling for Angel Reese, oh my goodness, she has the potential to be fantastic. And, you know, it's unfair how she was vilified, but much like the WNBA needs the media following Caitlin Clark,
they need a villain.
I'm not even a villain because I don't think Angel Reese is a villain, but somebody who will.
She can be, though, Dom. She can. She plays into that a little bit. You're right, not a textbook villain, but she's not afraid to walk that line. She isn't. I'm telling you, she gets it. She does get it.
She does get it.
Go ahead.
I'm saying unfairly villainized. She's going to shove somebody.
Sure.
If she shoves somebody, okay, yeah, she's leaning into it, whatever. But somebody who's going to get people talking, it should be for the better and how good of a player Angel Reese is. But if the way the WNBA is right now, they need to capitalize off of this tournament with the players coming into the draft. Now, again, Angel Reese should not be immediately vilified for the type of quote-unquote persona, the way she carries herself. But if she's going to have all those extra eyeballs on her and she can go out and perform, I think in the long run for both her career and the WNBA, it's only going to help.
I agree, and very well put. I am going to take a page out of a performance against Iowa where she put up 20 points and 10 rebounds like you can't even believe. And I sat there, and I turned to one of the guys along press row, and I said, oh, my God, her personality has gotten the way and her reputation has gotten the way of this woman's core raw basketball ability, her athletic ability. She's a hell of a basketball player, Dom.
That first quarter against Iowa, she put up like 10 and 10.
She put up 10 and 10 why we blinked. We blinked in this woman. And I said to myself and that guy, I said, holy smokes, her reputation has totally overshadowed this woman's basketball ability. She is a hell of a player. And I said, I want her on my team. I want Angel Reese on my team. And including, Raven Johnson, another one. Now, she's not coming into the draft. Okay, let's just say we're out of time. We'll save it one thought on the other side. I want to save one thought on the other side because it is one of our Tube Talk items tonight, right? The NBA draft, WNBA draft, is just moments away, and we'll be talking about it into the overnight here on Sports Byline. Keep it here. We'll be right back.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, our final few minutes here. Great job, Dominic Jimenez, giving us a little WNBA thumbnail sketch. Excellent repartee there, Mr. Dom Jimenez. Appreciate it. Tiger Woods, I alluded to this when I said, you know, Vern Lundquist said goodbye from the 16th tower from CBS and its stellar coverage of the Masters. Jim Nantz, of course, in the lead role, and Trevor Immelman and all the great on-course reporters that CBS does enlist. No one better than the venerable and truly legendary Vern Lundquist. Hate to see him go. And two of his most remarkable calls, one of which was the Nike wink in 2005 when Tiger made that just stunning chip to the top of the green and then had it drift down and then rest at the lip of the cup. And then the Nike swoosh was there and then descended into the bottom of the cup. I'll never forget that. In your life, did you ever think you'd see a shot like that? Amazing. So Vern Lundquist. And then speaking of Tiger, look, he hasn't declared that that was his last Masters. We've seen the last of Tiger competitively at Augusta. He may show up ceremonially. Look, some guys play into their 60s and 70s at Augusta. If you're a champion, a owner of a green jacket, what does Tiger have? Four or five of them? The bottom line is you have a lifetime exemption. Tiger's the shell of himself. He made the cut, set the record. That's what we want to remember. But the Tiger competing and being relative at the Masters and probably most of the majors, I think is pretty much that ship has sailed, sadly. But, you know, listen, he's 48 years old and he's had a lot of surgeries. a lot of health issues. All right, great job out of the whole crew. Enjoy the baseball tonight on a Monday into a Tuesday. Jeff and Jen, you'll be enjoying them in the overnight as well with Daniel Ogden. For Dominic Jimenez, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy the rest of your Monday into a Tuesday across the network here. Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.